Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. As you can probably hear, my voice is really bad. I'm pretty sick. I don't even know why I'm doing this. But I've been away for a while on all my podcasts, not intentionally, but because I've been on business travel and haven't been home. So I'm back, and I'm going to get all the podcasts back on schedule. So if you're not aware, I do Geek Brunch Retrocast, Mike M's Weekly Reads, Valiant Versus, Valiant Podcast, DC Noise, and another one that we're going to be announcing soon. And it's going to be tough to keep with all of those. Couple of them are harder to do for me than others. The ones that are hard for me to do are the when we schedule something to read, because I like to read stuff when I'm in the mood for it, not on a schedule. I don't read like most readers. You know, they buy their books, they read them immediately for the, and then ready for the next week. Well, I usually read what I feel like reading, and I have such a backstock of reading that I might read something old, something new, combination of both, and I usually maximize my entertainment by picking what I feel like reading. Man, my voice is really bad. I'm going to have to, like, boost the audio. I can see the audio is really shitty here. So, yeah, having said that, this is going to be a long marathon of books to talk about, so I'm going to get started. But before I get to that, I did place an order at mycomicshop.com, and I'm getting really, really, really awesome collection of Brave and the Bold. I picked up a whole bunch of them. Some other books that I picked up is Daredevil. I'm getting really close to having every single volume of Daredevil. I'm down about 20, and the 20 that I'm down by are more expensive books. So I picked up a lot. I picked up about 20 more Daredevils, so I was down about 40. Now I'm down about 20, and one of the ones I'm missing is number one. So I'm going to try to fill that at some point and get like a really low grade VG or lower, just so I have the complete collection of Daredevil. But I'm getting really close. And then the other ones that I'm missing are, you know, like issues between 1 and 20. I'm missing some in the hundreds where it was Daredevil and Black Widow. And then I am missing some Frank Miller Daredevil. And it's weird because I was looking at the covers of the Frank Miller Daredevils, and there's some that I know that I have. And it just sucks because I didn't inventory them, or I'm not exactly sure where they're at. So I got to try to find them before I go and procure the Frank Miller books. Some of the other things that I procured is the fourth volume of Hawk and Dove from 1997. This was something that I was missing and I needed to complete. And this is a series by Mike Barron and Dan Zachary. It's a different Hawk and Dove. And I don't know anything about them. But like on the first cover, it has one, you know, Dove playing guitar, and Hawk has got a gun. And they have more like natural wings, like Hawkman and Hawk Girl, instead of the Hawk and Dove wings that, you know, normally Don and Hank had. Even the new one, even the new Don, spelled D-A-W-N. But, yeah, I completed that. So I think there's only, let me see, on the first series, let me look it up real quick on the database. I'm only missing issue 6. So I need to acquire issue 6 on the first series, and then I have every volume of Hawk and Dove. And another book that I picked up was Gem Son of Saturn. I almost have a full run, but I missed something in the order. Need like two more gems on the Saturns to complete that run. Like I said, the Brave and the Bold is already way past 1973. So I'm working my way back to the 60s now and have almost a complete run of that Brave and the Bold. That is looking really impressive. I picked some current issues from 2009. I'm currently reading a Amigo Straitjacket, and I found out that Amigo had a prequel to this book called The Veil. It was released from IDW. It's still El Torres, and I really needed to get it. After I ordered it, I was cleaning the bookshelves, putting things in order, and I found that I actually had The Veil, but I now I have the single issues as well. So that's one thing that other thing I got. And during the Christmas break, I don't know if this is the episode that I'm gonna be talking about them, but I downloaded some of the, I had not liked Hickman's Avengers, but I still had like 20 copies in advance before I canceled it of Avengers and New Avengers. And what I did is I loaded a lot of them on the iPad before Christmas so I could read at night, when the lights were all turned off. Because I'm a light sleeper at night, and I like to read like from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. or something like that, and then go back to bed. And what I found out is I absolutely fell in love with New Avengers, especially. Like, I got so into it. And I know I already know what the outcome is because of Secret Wars and stuff, but it made me go buy all the rest of them. So I went to the comic shop and I filled about, I don't know, I bought about a dozen or so to fill them, but there was still a bunch of holes in the remainder of them. I went to mycomicshop.com and ordered those. So now I have a complete run of Avengers and New Avengers, and I need to read like the last eight or nine of those books. The other thing I bought was another Demon. This is the third volume of the Demon. It's the Garth Ennis and Alan Grant. I'm only missing one issue now. I just picked up another issue, and I forgot that I was missing one. And the only other thing that I ordered was Limbo number 2, because I didn't order it from. It's an Image book that I really dug. Having said that, those are the back issues. Just want to do a quick shout out to the podcast that I listen to. I listen to Comics for Fun and Profit with Drew and Kyle. They're two brothers that go over books that are coming out the week before, and they also go over reviews of what they read. Usually 1 week or 2 weeks behind what's regularly published, which is good, so you don't get spoiled on a lot if you're up to date. And I am not up to date, but I listen to it anyway. I figure by the time that I read stuff, I easily forget, so it doesn't matter. And they also go over like speculation, which has always been interesting. Like, I usually don't give it two shits about it because I don't sell my books, but it's good to keep your pulse on what's hot and what's not. There's a few people I follow on Twitter for that as well. And I go to speculation websites. I've talked about that on previous episodes of Mike M's Weekly Reads. The other ones I listen to are the Comic Book Page. That's a weekly comic book show where they talk about. This is with Drew and John Mayo. It used to be with Bob Breitel. But he since went on to do just a website, the Comic Spectrum, and they kind of separated. I don't think he's doing the podcast anymore. But Drew took over, and they continue to do that. And so I listened to the Comic Book Page Week in Review or Week's Weekly Spotlight, and I listened to the Mayo Report for the comics on the comics, and sometimes I listen to the trades if I run out of stuff to listen to. I don't usually buy a lot of trades, but I will listen to it occasionally. And that's what I listen to on there. And the preview spotlight, of course. And what else do I listen to? I listen to the Valiant Central podcast with Martin and Paul. They're good friends. And I like their ad hoc topics, which they're not, it's not like a review show, so it's just whatever's coming out or just various topics about the community and stuff. I always check out that. And they have another podcast with Josh where they go over Ivar's Long Box, which is a random comic review. I've always liked the idea of a random comic review. And they see how books hold up. Derek Coward used to do that in the other podcast I listened to, the Comic Book Noise Show. That was the first podcast that I listened to, and I still listen to it today. But he used to do a random comic review way, 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 way back in the day where he'd put it in a number generator and then go try to find that. Mine would be a nightmare trying to have to go find a comic book in a box yet. I wish I could have somebody merge all my boxes so everything's in alphabetical order, but when you have so much comics, it's really hard to do merges. It could be a full-time job. I know I'm probably missing. I listen to No Apology sometimes, and with Daryl and Chris Campbell and a bunch of other people. And I think that's about it. Fire and Water podcast I listen to as a go-to, and I mean as a podcast that I usually feel if I'm all caught up. Fire and Water. The ones I like to listen to specifically are just the Aquaman and Firestorm reviews, and Comics and History. It's also a review show about comic books by Brian. And let's see, probably missing a two, one or two. Oh, Uncanny X-Cast. That's the funniest podcast that I. I don't even like the X-Men that much. They're like my least favorite. But Uncanny X-Cast, even though it's infrequent, it's more frequent lately. But it is one of the best shows for entertainment that's out there. So those are the shows that I kind of listen to. And now I'm going to get into this long, long ass list. And it's not fresh in my head like usual, and I'm gonna have to catch up in future weeks. I'll probably have to double up. But I haven't been reading a lot just because of the holiday. After the holiday, work just got crazy, and I haven't been able to read a whole lot, so I could combine a couple of those shows. So we'll start at the bottom. During the week of, this was for December 21st through December 27th. And again, the ratings are 5 love it, 4 really like it, 3 like it, 2 did not like it, 1 hated it. So this month I read 75, or that week I read 75 comics. You could tell I had a lot of time to read, and a lot of time I was reading at night on my iPad. Because the thing about the digital, you buy a Marvel book, you get the digital code too, so you could load it in your iPad and read it digitally if that's convenient for you. And I'd rather read paper. The only time that I read digital is if it's pitch dark and I don't want to wake anybody up. Sorry, I have to take a swig of water there. And I'm gonna try not to cough either. So that consisted of 7 Zenoscope, 4 Valiant, 38 Marvel, 18 Dynamite, 7 Dark Horse, and 1 DC. We're gonna start at the bottom at the 3 out of 5s. We had Black Knight number 1. This is the Frank Terry series that Marvel just kicked off. I thought the first issue was okay. If I wasn't buying the bundle, this would probably be one that I would consider not getting anymore. Like, I enjoyed it, but I didn't really dig it as much as I'd rather have him in the current world. The Black Knight, they do a lot of weird stuff. They throw him in Avalon. They throw him in the Malibu universe. I don't know if any of you guys remember that in the Ultraverse. Now they throw him in Weird World, and I loved Weird World, but this setting just didn't click with me as much as the Weird World book did. And I haven't started the new Weird World. It's a new writer, Simon Spurrier, whereas before it was Jason Aaron, and it was fucking awesome. But I like the concept of Weird World. I like the art of Weird World. I like that there's no map of Weird World, and things are dynamic and changing. It reminds me kind of like a Kirbyverse. It's a really cool idea. But I'm not so crazy about the Black Knight. At the end of issue one, he looked like he was gonna go to blows with him and his team with the Uncanny Avengers. So we'll see how that pans out. We had Captain America and the Secret Avengers number one. This was a one shot, and it must have been one of those books that I read that was a digital. It was a 5-week event where they had Captain America and somebody, Captain America and this. And this was a freebie once on the download site for Comixology. So I actually read that, and it was okay. It wasn't spectacular. Also, one of those ones that I got for free at one time was the Dazzler one-shot. That was kind of interesting. It dealt with her sister and stuff. But, again, it was entertaining, but not nothing to go out and I'd go crazy over. But it was interesting. Like, I could see how I actually love like the 70s, 80s Dazzler when she had roller skates and stuff. That was great storytelling. And I've always been a fan of hers. So yeah, this had a lot of callbacks and history in it, which is kind of cool. Then we got Grim Fairy Tales Presents Godstorm Age of Darkness. Now this book almost was a 4 out of 5, and this was a one shot, I believe. From they have like Godstorm and Goddess, and what these are is like if you'd taken the Greek gods and Roman gods and put them in the real world, and it's like them vying for power. And I of all the Grimm Fairy Tales books, these ones I really, really enjoy. And that was a one shot. And then we also read Grimm Fairy Tales Presents Godstorm. Hercules Pain, this dealt with Hercules, number 2 through 5, because I had read one a long, long time ago. And that turned out to be a really, really good series. So those are the ones that I really enjoy because I like Greek mythology and I like where it's going. It has like a feel like a Wonder Woman when Azzarello was writing it. You know, you have the gods in the real world and how they manifest in the real world and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. I also read Conan and the People of the Black Circle. This is a 4-issue series by Fred Van Lente from Dark Horse. I really enjoy the Conan properties that Dark Horse does. The last one that I really loved was when Brian Wood was telling the Conan story. I haven't caught up on Conan the Avenger yet. That's where Fred Van Lente took over. But I've always like loved Conan, and this one kind of dealt with him and a princess. That he had to like break into the castle and kind of team up with. It was interesting. So that was a 3 out of 5 as well. And then we had the Shadow Annual 2013. The annual was entertaining, but it wasn't a blowout out of the park like some of the Shadow we'll talk about later. So we go in the 4 out of 5. We had Widowmaker. This was a mini series. I think it was 6 issues. When you had Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Mockingbird in a series, and it was interesting. That was another one that I was able to get for free at one time to download for free, and it was on the iPad, so I read it and I enjoyed it. But I didn't continue with it. Like I could have paid for the rest of them, but I didn't think I needed to. I'd like to finish it at some point. We had All New Wolverine at 4 out of 5. This is Tom Taylor. Tom Taylor is fucking awesome. That's all I have to say. he's done so many awesome things. I don't know where he came from. I sure like to. I don't like to listen to interview podcasts. I don't know why that is. It's I'd rather hear podcasters talk than have them interview somebody and ask questions. I don't know why. But having said that, I would like to hear an interview with Tom Taylor. So if any of you know of an interview with Tom Taylor on a podcast, I'd like to hear it. Just because I don't know much about him. It's like he came out of nowhere and started kicking ass, and he likes to play with. It seems like they give him stuff where things change a lot. Like they give him the Injustice World, or they give him Superior Iron Man when Iron Man fucking went nuts. They gave him Earth 2. He's got an all new Wolverine now, and he's going to work on the Green Lantern core coming up now. I think they just released number one. He's done a lot of stuff. I think he has a couple Star Wars books under his belt as well, and everything that he's done is just like phenomenal. So I will get whatever he writes, and if any of you know any podcast where he was interviewed, I'd sure like to know about it because I'd like to listen to that episode. So if you could email me or send me a link on Twitter or something like that, I'd appreciate it. Because he's one writer that I want to know more about. And then the next one up is Grim Fairy Tales Presents Goddess Incorporated, number 1 and 2. And this is the next series that happened after Hercules Pain. And I read them in order. And like I said, I just wanted to finish it. And in a future week, I do finish the Goddess series. It's really, really good. Hippolyta, I think, is the one that's the main villain of the book. And she's constantly trying to take over all the other gods. And she gets into quarrels with the other gods just for power. And this one, she's getting really powerful. And it's kind of like a thing with a blood moon, but it's not a witch thing. There, I guess there's a time of the year when a goddess could be like at her most powerful peak. And she has to, she's acquiring other gods to help her out, and also killing other gods that she knows that will block her. It's a really good series. I'm looking forward to them doing another mini series on this. They go back to the well every now and then and do a mini, and this is one I like to follow. I read Justice League Dark Side War, Lex Luthor. This one is very interesting, especially if you're these are the one shots that tie into the regular Justice League book, where they're having the adventure with the new gods. And big reveals in this one about the future of Lex Luthor, and it's very weird. It's really well written. I don't know if I like the direction. I look forward to seeing how it all pans out, but they're what they did in these series is a lot of the heroes are becoming gods. Kind of like new gods, and the same sort of thing happens with Luthor, and that's not such a good thing. And he's going to take over for somebody. And then we go up a notch in the Avengers number 27 through 35 and 34.1. A lot of the Avengers stuff focuses on the Infinity Gems, and it was really interesting because they have the Illuminati. And Cap got involved this time, and Cap doesn't like anything that these guys are doing, and he wants the Illuminati to cease to be a group. But they don't agree to that. They kind of like do the mind wipe thing like Zatanna did in the Justice League books with Brad Meltzer. But he remembers stuff, and what ended up happening is his infinity, he got the they chose him to use the infinity gems because worlds are colliding, and when one Earth collides with another Earth, you either take out that Earth or you could potentially lose your Earth. And the heroes here are going back and forth, like, what do we do? And it's also the new Avengers stuff. This one focuses more on from a Cap perspective and goes through various time periods. Like, it'll start at current time and then go decades ahead and decades ahead because it deals with the time gem, one of the infinity gems that did survive. And then Clown Fatale, this is a Victor Gersler Dark Horse book. This was a, if you like really weird B films, this is for you. This is like a assassin's guild, and they used to be clowns at a circus, and they're all sexy females, and now they're assassins. So Victor Gersler is one writer that I've always enjoyed. He's always done really good stuff. He wrote The Shadow for Dynamite. He's done a lot of minis. And I've always enjoyed his writing. He's a writer that I always look forward to reading. He's going to be doing Independence Day comic for Titan Comics now. So he's like a writer that, I don't even need to read a solicit. I'll just buy his stuff. I enjoy it. So that was Clown Fatale. Had a really interesting ending. And I have no idea if they'll continue with that property, but it'll be interesting to see where they go with it, especially based on the ending. You can see my voice is going, so hopefully I'm close to wrapping it up. I've been talking for, I don't know, almost 30 minutes. So the next one that I read was The Shadow, 15 through 25. This was Chris Robertson's take on the Shadow. And some of you might know that I love pulp characters. This one I love because it's really in the 40s where I want to read the Shadow. Like, there's the Shadow now that takes place in current time, and there's other Shadow books. But I like this time period. I find it fascinating, and this just really clicked with me, this series. I'd highly recommend it. The whole series of this one. This isn't the latest volume. The latest volume just kicked off and is currently running. But this volume was Dynamite's first take on an ongoing, and it was really worth it. I mean, some of the best art I've seen on the character. And some really good writers that have taken this, including Garth Ennis, and developed such a great story. Victor Gersler did some, Garth Ennis, Aaron Campbell did some of the art, and I actually bought, I don't buy many comic pages, but I have some Shadow pages, and they're fucking badass. I absolutely loved them. So I'm a huge fan. The other one that I read that I slightly liked is another Dynamite book. There's another 4 out of 5. This is Red Sonja 5 through 10. This is the wrap up of the Red Sonja arc, where she had to go and gather artisans for a king, and he would free all the slaves because he's dying, and he promises if she brings all of these artisans, like the best swordsman, the best animal trainer, the best, prostitute, the best, so she goes on all these journeys to bring them, and each issue is like a standalone issue where she goes and gets them. She has to go get the best cook. That one's really interesting. The best artists, dancers, stuff like that. And they all have to travel together, and she has to go on these adventures and get them. A really good series, really good arc by Gail Simone. The artist is awesome. I don't remember his name, but really good art. Highly recommended. This was Red Sonja 5 through 10, and this was the Gail Simone run. The other volume had gone like to 60s or 70s before they relaunched it. But really good arc. I really enjoyed that one. Red Sonja 5 through 10, Dynamite Volume 2. So the next one is Atlas Number 1. This is another iPad thing where I had loaded Atlas. This is the Jeff Parker team that he created with Gorilla Man and Venus and man, I can't remember all their names. And I've been hit or miss. There's a book called Agents of Atlas. This was just Atlas. And this was like a tie-in to one of the events. And it was really good. I really, really enjoyed it. It made me want to read more about these characters, even though I had dropped the Jeff Parker series early on. Because Jeff Parker, you know, he clicks with me or he doesn't. But I think I'm starting to appreciate him more. I finished his Aquaman run and starting to dig his stuff. So maybe it's something I should look out for at some point in time. I know a lot of people, like other podcasters, really liked it. But when I was reading it, it wasn't clicking for me. But this one shot was really, really good. We got New Avengers 1 through 22. That was a 5 out of 5. So the only 5 out of 5s for this Christmas week. Or New Avengers, and God, I fell in love with the characterizations of all these characters. Black Panther is one of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe, next to Daredevil. It's Daredevil and Black Panther are my favorites, and he's characterized so well in these books. And another character I absolutely loved the way Hickman did with him is Namor. And they're those two characters, Black Panther and Namor, at each other's throats during this whole I'm gonna pause because I'm gonna start coughing. But you got Mr. Fantastic, and you have Beast, who's taken over for Professor X because he's dead, and you have Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards, Doctor Strange. It's just a really cool series. Of course, Tony Stark. Tony Stark is a real asshole and arrogant, but the thought-provoking. You know what's interesting is Hickman's run ran all the way up to Secret Wars. But I wonder what they did with Tony on Superior Iron Man, because you know, and Tony was got fucking apeshit crazy because of the one event where the villains did something and there was an explosion and a lot of the heroes became evil. I didn't read that event, but I know what happened to Iron Man, and I read Superior Iron Man. A matter of fact, I'll talk about it in a future episode because I just recently read it, and I wonder how it incorporated in these books, because yeah, Tony's always been arrogant. He's always been. He reminds me of the Alec Baldwin character when he was playing a doctor, Nicole Kidman, and they said, you know, he said he was a god. Well, that's what Tony kind of thinks he are. He's a futurist that thinks he's a god. He could decide people's future and not blink. And Superior Iron Man takes it to the nth degree where he's even evil and taking over people and shit like that. So I wonder how it incorporated with this Avengers, but this Avengers series is New Avengers is what got me back into the title and made me go do the My Comic Shop. So it's a 5 out of 5. So I'm going to do a quick summary before I wrap up and say goodbye. And thank you for listening. So, again, there are 75 books. The 3 out of 5s were Black Knight, Captain America, Secret Avengers, Dazzler One Shot, Grim Fairy Tales Presents, God's Storm, Age of Darkness, Number 1, Conan and the People of the Black Circle, 1 through 4, Grim Fairy Tales, God's Storm, Hercules Payne, 2 through 5, and The Shadow Annual, 2013. Those are all 3 out of 5s. 4 out of 5s were Widowmaker, Number 1, All New Wolverine, Ivar Timewalker 9 through 12. I forgot to talk about that. That was the wrap up from Valiant. I wanted to read these because I wanted to see how they ended the series, and it really improved from where I was with that previous arc. In 12, some people were blown away by, but I just didn't get it. It didn't click with me, but it clicked with a lot of other people. So that's good, but it still was a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. Grim Fairy Tales presents Goddess Incorporated 1 through 2, Justice League, Darkseid War, Lex Luthor, Avengers 27 through 35 and 34.1, Clown Fatale number 2 through 4, The Shadow 15 through 25, Red Sonja 5 through 10, Volume 2, Atlas number 1. All of those are 4 out of 5s. And then going to the 5 out of 5s for that week of Christmas, it was New Avengers 1 through 22, and I read every single one of them. 22 issues in a matter of a day, and probably 2 days, because I was so hooked. But that's how it all panned out. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank Martin for leaving an iTunes review, and Chris Campbell if I hadn't already. I really appreciate those iTunes review. They mean a lot. Also, to support the show, if you could always like retweet the episode threads, that helps the show a lot, so other people will know what you listen to. I always do that with the podcasts that I listen to that I mention. If I see that somebody posted an episode, I'll try to retweet it. You can reach me on Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch. Some of the things that I do are the Mike M's daily comic book cover. This is a comic book cover that I really like. It's a random comic book cover that, and it's not always something that I own, but I would say so far it's 90% of everything I own. So, I post that daily. I also do Mike M's entertainment, TV, and movie pick or of the day or daily recommendation, and just something from the past that I've really enjoyed. And I do that every day on Twitter, so you can follow me there. And I do it on Facebook as well. But on Twitter, you can follow me on Facebook. I'm kind of limiting it to people that I know, for a lot of other reasons. But if you want to follow the show, you can follow it at Geek Brunch Podcast. And if you could go to Facebook and like it, or you could go to geekbrunchpodcast.com, and that's the site, and you can leave comments there as well. So, thanks for listening and everything, and we'll talk to you in a week or so, and hopefully I'll get caught up. I'll do start doing two per episode, just so I could get caught up and then get regularly on schedule. So, we'll see you soon, and talk to you later. Bye. Happy New Year.